The single remark that has stayed with me most strongly since Signal or Noise was a closing remark by a gentleman with a ponytail I would like to meet. He said what he had heard all during the day was description of class warfare between two classes, musicians with lawyers and musicians without. Musicians without lawyers, there would be an organization to represent. I would like to be the lawyer for musicians without lawyers. I'd like to join with Walter and Jenny, who formed the Future of Music Coalition coming out of Signal or Noise 1. Ask them if they would be the inviting organization to other organizations relating to musicians without lawyers to bring them together into a meta-coalition, organization of organizations. Understand the principle of membership. Musicians who don't have the money for lawyers to litigate or negotiate, who don't have money for lawyers. Jenny put it very well. We're talking about members for whom perhaps the best thing we could do is provide health care. What are our common interests? How could we see those interests aggregated, integrated, presented in measure that would compete with the largest corporations? We have all been looking for an inflection point, the change in our environment that makes a difference, defines a future meme. It's Jefferson's idea, now suddenly afoot in an era in which network aggregation is real. We have moved from a past in which the public domain was relatively helpless, solely the domain of visionaries like Thomas Jefferson. We have moved through an inflection point. It is now possible to aggregate the public domain in its disaggregated form. It was never capable of resisting the overwhelming strength of corporate commercial power. Talk proud. Talk proud as Nick in Downhill Battle. Talk proud as you name the number of musicians without lawyers who get that message. Yo-Yo Ma, Silk Road, Unifying Asia, Gilberto Gil, speaking from Brazil. John Perry Barlow, speaking from the dais on a panel from the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School, at Harvard, at Cambridge, at Massachusetts, at America, at the world. Barlow's got a problem. Listen to it. I have Peter's promise that we have it on tape. John Perry Barlow, songwriter for the Grateful Dead. Cassidy has a problem. The Dead have been the poster child for free P2P distribution. Now they're old. Retired, not on the road anymore, no longer sustained by the sheer energy of working. Phil Barlow, yeah, he's got a problem. He's the guy that's been leading them for years out into the open. Now they're on the phone to him saying, John, checks aren't what they used to be. We're relying now on downloads, and we're competing against all our own concerts out there, beautifully recorded, archived at archive.org. How about asking the Deadheads for support? Someone asked him. Was it in the session or was it out? I'll leave it to John to characterize the audience. He does it with a little lemon and a smile. But here I am, a lawyer. Let me think in law. We represent the interests of Downhill Battle, the future of music. We see, we feel, we've got them on the run. We know we're riding something bigger than any one of us in this power of connection that young tend to understand better than old. No discrimination there intended. Some old understand very well. We have music as our message, along with the thought that the people who make the music that we like might have something very powerful in common. If we are able to communicate our music, then we are able to communicate our thought. We have the power to make and receive message. Any one of us with access to a piece of digital equipment. What difference does this make to the principles of law? How should law face the unfolding of this new space in which, in the counter-inflected past, the tilt was constantly toward copyright, where now in the future, initiated by the inflection point at the moment in our collective existence when we went from a state, intellectually speaking, of existing in a domain in which only the most great and powerful institutions could build a library. Alexandria, the libraries of the ancients, as they undergird Widener, to a time in the world when the greatest library can be built by archive.org. Bruce Kale, a guy, good guy. How can it be done? By mere cooperation among us. Feel it. Nash equilibrium. Imagine it. A circle of connection, self-aware, recognizing its road on a path to power, building moderation right into the base of it. Come up through yourself. Express yourself. Become self-aware. Moderate yourself. Live in peace and respect.